Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be beginning the third chapter of Maseches Sota. Now, previously, at the beginning of chapter Beis, we had discussed how the woman's Karban Mincha, her flower offering, was brought to the Beis HaMikdash in a basket rather than in one of the temple vessels. So now, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph says, Hayanotel es Minchasa mitoch kfifa mitzris. They took her sacrifice, her flower offering, from this, what's called an Egyptian basket. Venosno lasoch kle sharis. They put it into a temple vessel. Venosna ayada, and they put it in our hands. Vakohen maniach yado mitachteha umenifa. And the Kohen put his hands under hers and led her in waving the sacrifice, the Karban Mincha. Quick look in the Bartnuro. Hayanotel, bala es minchasa. The husband took her sacrifice. She'ein mitzvahs kahuna b'menachos el mikmitzah ve'elech. Because there's no obligation for a kohen in the offering of flower sacrifices, except from when the fistful is taken and from then on. V'hagasha nami tchilas kemitzahi she'ein zar kariv l'mizbeach. And the bringing near of the carbon to the altar is the beginning of the kmitza, of the taking the fistful process, because a non-Kohen is not allowed to approach the altar. Let us continue in Mishnah Beis. Hainif vihigish kamatz vihiktir. So they would wave the flower, then they would bring it close to the altar. The Kohen would take the fistful, and he would smoke it on the altar. V'hashar necha l'kohanim. And what's left after taking the fistful can be eaten by the Kohanim. Hayamashka v'achar kach makriv es minchasa. They would give her the water to drink, after which they would burn her sacrifice. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, makriv es minchasa v'achar kach hayamashka. He says, no, first they would offer the sacrifice, and afterwards she would drink. Shene Amar, and he quotes a pasuk, Ba'achar yashke es ha'isha es ha'mayim. Says, after that, you cause the woman to drink the water. Im hishka ba'achar kach hikriv es minchasa kashera. But if she drank and afterwards you offer the sacrifice, it still works. So now we're going to see the reason for the difference of opinion between the first speaker in our Mishnah and Rabbi Shimon as far as why they differ in the order of the drinking and the sacrifice. And it's all based on multiple psukim in the Torah that we need to clarify. Before we get to that, let's look at the Bartnuro v'higish. They would bring it close, l'keren maravis deromis, to the southwest corner of the altar. V'hashar necha l'kohanim, and the kohanim could eat the rest of the flour from her offering. Shekol nikmatzos shurehen nechalim, because all of the sacrifices that had the kmitza, the fistful taken, what was left, were eaten. So here we go. Here's the big discussion now of the order of drinking versus sacrifice. First opinion is hayamashke va'akarkach makriv es minchasa. The first opinion is she would drink, following which they would offer her sacrifice. Tlasa kroik sive. There are three psukim, three verses in the Torah on this matter. Vahashka kama. The first one has her drinking first. Vahachar yashke. And the second one says she drinks after. Vahashka basra. And then there's drinking at the end. Vahashka kama lugufe. The first drinking one, the one that's stated first, is the one that tells us how to do it. Shemashka achar shenimchaka hamagila kodem haktaras hamincha, that she drinks after her scroll is erased and before her sacrifice is offered. Va'achar yashke, and the pasuk that says she drinks after, what's the reason for that? Afal gav demash medavka, even though the language seems to imply that she specifically drinks after, al karcha mikra ha'omer rishon nidrash lagufo. You would have to say that the pasuk that said first is the one, the main pasuk that we're meant to understand as the simple procedure. Umikros yiseros ha'amuros achrav nitnu lidrosh. And it's the psukim that are seemingly superfluous, the ones that come after, which are meant for us to interpret. Hilkach, therefore, v'achar yashke afal pi shenichtav achar haktaras ha'mincha akodem haktara koi. So the verse that says afterwards she drinks, even though it's written after the sacrifice is burnt, you would have to say that it refers to before the sacrifice. Vamachika haksuva lamalakoi. And it's referring to the erasing of the scroll. So it's that she drinks after the scroll is erased, not after the sacrifice. Bekaamar de imlo nimchaka yafa, and it means to teach us that if the scroll was not well erased, vadain rishuman shaosios nikar lo yashkena, if the scroll can still be made out, there's tracing of the letters left, she's not given to drink yet. Vahashka basra, and the last drinking, lashmuinan sheim nimchaka hamagila v'amra eini shosa, it teaches us that after the scroll is erased, if she says, I won't drink, Ma'arin osa umashkin osa balkarcha. That's the only circumstance in which she is forced to drink against her will. So in that situation, she would be made to drink even if she refuses, because the scroll has already been erased. So that's the opinion of the Tanakhama. But Reb Shimon says, makriv es minchasa va'akarkach mashke. First, her sacrifice is burnt, and then she's given the water to drink. Alkarchacha va'achar yashke davkehu. You have to say, he says, that when the Torah says afterwards she drinks, it's speaking specifically. And it's speaking specifically after her sacrifice has been brought. Umashka kama, and the first drinking. After the fact, if she happens to have been given the water before her sacrifice is burnt, it still works. Umashka basra, and the last one. Sheim nimchaka hamagila v'amra eini shosa, ma'arin osa, umashkin osa balkarcha. So that's like our first opinion, that the final instance of drinking is talking about a case where the scroll has been erased and she refuses to drink, then she's forced to do it against her will. Vein halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon, so in the final analysis the halacha is that she drinks, and afterwards her sacrifice is burnt. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Join us tomorrow when we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Gimel and Daled.